listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott. Talking today with Dr. Neil Davis from Intermountain Healthcare. You're a pediatrician there. We appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
We know how important it is, of course, to bond with baby. The baby's bond with mom can be very strong, of course, right off the bat. And sometimes, you know, dads can feel maybe a little left out or like that bonding experience is a little less important. But it's not. And so you are going to kind of give us some tips and tricks on how dads can bond with baby as well. You're, like I mentioned, a pediatrician with Intermountain Healthcare, also the medical director of the pediatric community-based care for Intermountain Healthcare. And you're going to help us kind of change that perception of the importance of bonding and how important it is for dad to have that interaction with baby, with kids, of course, as they continue to grow and go through their critical child development. So you say that the strongest bonds actually start with a father's interactions with the mom. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, and first again, I want to thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. You know, as a dad myself, and as a pediatrician, this is a really important topic. It's true that the data, as I've done some research in this area in the past as well, the data are very clear that the best way to have a strong longitudinal over time engagement with the child is to have a supportive and healthy relationship with the child's mother. And that really can't be understated or overstated, I should say. We really, you know, we know that that connection and healthy relationship and support for mom is really critical. So that is the foundation really for that over time, that relationship with the child.
Yeah. And talk to us about how, you know, there are different approaches that can be taken, you know, different approach to interaction, all of those things that are so important for dad to be able to do, to be able to bond and not just mom. You know, it's a family affair. And so, of course, we want that bonding experience between dad
yes.
and baby.
Yes, absolutely. And I've sort of thought through this in terms of three points, I guess we could say. The first one is to be present. The second one is to be patient, and the third is to be yourself. So starting with being present, I think that bond and that connection really comes first by just being present with the child, with the little one, with the baby. And that involves putting down the phone, other distractions set aside, and really engaging. And when an infant is really young, that's smiling and talking. Kids go through phases. Even little infants, they may not smile back right away at first, but then a lot of times over time they will. So just being present is where it starts. Being present and being engaged is really important. Put away distractions and just be present with your child, regardless of the age that they're at.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's important. It's crucial. Like you said, of course, that interaction that starts, you know, from the interaction from father with mother, and then that just carries through. And I think a lot of that can be seen, too, from an outsider's perspective as well. How interactive is dad? You know, like you're mentioning, to be present. And that doesn't just mean at home, but outside of the home as well, whether that's, you know, picking up or dropping off from childcare. Mm-hmm. You know, taking advantage of those opportunities to go with mom and baby to, you know, the well child appointments, things like that also make a big difference.
Absolutely. And I was going to mention the doctor visits, the well child visits. There are many families where the dad is the stay at home parent or the primary caretaker of a child if both parents are working. Every family's different. And so we love, you know, I love it when dads are there present at the visit. And it's that really being present and really engaged. And that's what it means to be present. Now, I mentioned that second principle of being patient because that's really important, too. Little ones, infants, young children, and children as they grow older go through phases where they will feel different levels of attachment for different parents and different types of interaction. And I had that with my kids. There were certain times where, you know, they just wanted mom. And I think that's where be patient matters. It doesn't mean that the engagement is not helping. It does mean sometimes that we need to be patient. And I've honestly seen that go both ways. Sometimes moms feel a little bit disengaged, where a parent will prefer a dad. In any case, being present and being patient and understanding that children go through phases, and it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree and have seen that as well between, you know, myself and my husband with our kids. One day I'm their favorite, the next day they want nothing to do with me. And it, right. You know, it's just every day is different. You do, you have to be patient with it because you think, well, all you wanted yesterday was me and everything that I was doing. Why don't you want that today? And it goes both ways.
Yes, it definitely does. And I think that kind of carries us in some ways to that third point of be yourself. As you mentioned, there's data that shows that kids benefit from differential developmental interactions. And we're fundamentally different people as parents in any family. And children navigate those differences, and it's good for their development. Different words, different inflections in our voices in very young babies, to different styles of play for toddlers or different interactions with teenagers. These things are okay to be yourself and let that creativity that you bring come through.
And I think it's a good reminder, Doctor, you know, as I'm listening to you talk about this, it's a good reminder for moms to also say, it's okay to take a break. It's okay for me to be myself, and it's okay for me to let my husband, my partner, you know, my child's father be themselves and take on some of the role too. You know, I know as a mom, you just automatically feel like you have to do everything. Everything falls on your shoulders, and that's just the way life is, and that's okay, and we make everything okay. But it's also okay to not do that and to let dad take over some of those responsibilities that you might feel are your responsibilities, but they're both of yours when it comes to raising a child. And I think that's another way that you can get dad into that bonding experience is by saying, okay, I'm not going to do this one. This one's on you.
Yes, I think that's really important. It's an all in on both sides. And I think it's important too, with that in mind, Jay, that giving the other parent some wiggle room to do things a little differently. Let's say it's dad's turn to read the book. And kids, it may be a different experience. It may be we're reading and there's a truck and we get down and we crawl around the ground and we be trucks for a while and we never finish the story. That's great. That's reading to a child. And so having that, giving each other flexibility to do things a little differently is important. We often emphasize, you know, be consistent as parents, and there is a good principle there. And there's also an important principle that we're different for a reason, and children actually benefit from those differences.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we also do see that dads sometimes feel like they've encountered barriers, that, you know, there's some sort of wall that makes it harder for them to be as engaging as maybe they want to be or they could be. How do we break through those barriers?
That's a great question. Let's take a couple of those head on. One you've alluded to already, and that's when a child can go through phases of preferential attachment, and that can be hard on one parent or the other. As a dad, I know when this was happening, there were a couple things that I guess helped, simple tricks. One is if it's a younger child and they really have that connection with mom and they're really not as stoked to be with me at that particular phase, again, be patient, those phases change. But going outside, let's go outside. Let me pick you up and let's go for a walk outside. Or if the child can walk, that we go walk outside. There's a big world out there, and being able to explore together and bring new interactions and stimuli to the interaction can be really helpful. Another fun thing is music. honestly, and dancing. those are fun things where to really pull a child into really music or a physical level of play, wrestling and chasing, those kinds of things can be fun as well. So there are ways, I think, to just be yourself. That's the main message. Be yourself, be creative in the context that you bring. Let me talk about another barrier that I think is really important to mention, and that is mental health concerns happen for dads too. We know that those rates of depression, even after a child is born, are higher for men in that phase than it is in other parts of life. And so being aware that feelings of sadness or disengagement sometimes can reflect a medical condition that could be depression. And that's important to recognize and to talk to somebody about that, to get help, to be able to work through those things. That's also very important.
Yeah, and we've actually, on the Baby or Baby podcast, we have talked about that and about how you can see postpartum in dads after baby. And that's something that, you know, should not be overlooked. And we know sometimes, just in general, you know, it's hard to ask for help, especially when you're feeling down or feeling ways that you don't even think you should be feeling. And so it is, that is really important. I'm glad that you touched on that because I think that's something that can be overlooked. And as I was saying, moms feel like they have to do everything. Dads feel like they have to be stoic and can't express their emotions. And all of that can be reversed and worked upon, you know, just by talking about it.
Yeah, no, that's a really great point. And we know that, and thankfully, we've had a lot of great attention on around peripartum or around the birth of a child, mental health issues for mothers, and that is essential. And we also know that the rates for fathers, they're not as high as they are for moms, but they still happen. And so just making sure that folks know that, it's okay to talk about that. It doesn't mean someone is a bad dad.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, when it comes to, you know, baby coming home and the bonding and raising children, no one's perfect. No one's perfect. And it doesn't matter if it's your first baby or your fifth. Every baby is different. And, you know, I think every child, you do end up raising a little different just because they're different. And it's okay, you know, to do that and to know that as parents, we're not perfect. We try, but we're not, and it's okay to have those imperfections.
Yes, well said, Jade. By the way, I think you'd make a pretty solid pediatrician as far as that goes. that's such an important message that we all feel. I mean, you know, the past couple weeks I've been thinking about my mistakes I make as a dad, and that's normal. And mistakes are opportunities for me to learn about how I can engage in more productive ways, and that's part of life, part of having a growth mindset. And I think, you know, honestly, we can square with our with the moms or with the kids about this too, and just say, yo, we're still learning too. We're all in this together. So I agree with what you said. Well said.
Yeah. And with that, with us not being perfect, you know, it's okay to be different. Moms and dads are different. We, like you were saying, we might have story time differently, but it's still bonding on that level. We might even discipline differently, but it's still, you know, the consistency of parenting within the home. And so I think it's important for our listeners, and I say as a mom too, you know, we sometimes think what we're doing maternally is quote unquote right, but we also have to take a step back and go, no, it might not be. Or it might just be right for me, but it might not be right for my partner to do it that way.
Yes, that's right. That flexibility, allowing each other flexibility and space, you mentioned that earlier as well, is a really important part of partnering together for children. And so I agree. Again, agree. Well said.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I love the fact, too, that we're talking about, you know, how the importance of the father and the bond. And it's, it, of course, starts, you know, as baby, but it goes for so long. You know, like you were saying, as your kids continue to grow and you do things differently, I think that's important to remember that the bonding doesn't stop with the infant. It continues to go.
Yeah. I think there's an important corollary to all of this conversation that's important to remember. At least I have to sit back and remember this as a parent as well. Kids are fundamentally resilient. Life is going to be challenging. And we've learned a lot more about the impact of high intensity adversity on childhood and how it can have long lasting impact. On the other hand, we've learned a ton about how kids are resilient and how that early nurturing from parents, parents from whatever circumstances, they engage and nurture the child in early years, and as they grow, that nurturing builds strength and resilience for kids to navigate the difficulties of life. And they can do it, and we can partner with them and support them.
Yeah, and you know, thinking about it, you know, over the last year, how things have changed so much, during the pandemic, and there were probably in a lot of homes, not just, you know, across Utah, but across the country, where a parent was home that probably wasn't used to being home, or kids weren't used to having that other parent home all the time, which probably offered for some pretty unique experiences in different types of bonding in families that they probably hadn't had before.
Absolutely. I think the type of parenting partnerships that have happened over the past year have led to a lot of creative things for families. And many of those have been very good. I think families are navigating things in different ways and sharing responsibilities and things like that. And that can be very productive for everyone involved. Having said that, the past year has also brought intense challenges as well in lots of ways. And being able to navigate those things has been very important too. But again, kids are resilient, and we can sometimes follow their lead as we learn, as we make mistakes, as we learn, as we keep plugging forward as a team.
Yeah, and I love that, just doing it as a team. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Neil Davis, thank you so much for being with us and talking us through, you know, those three words. Give those to us one more time, those three important words for dads when it comes to bonding.
Sure. Be present, be patient, and be yourself.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you so much for being with us today.
All right. You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too. And that was Dr. Neil Davis with Intermountain Healthcare, a pediatrician there, talking to us about the importance of how dads can bond with babies.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.